tennis players, you have to act in the interest of each other and work together. You can't be dancing on tables, money grabbing your way around Europe, or trying to make a quick buck hosting an exhibition. That's just so selfish. Think of the other people for once. That's what this virus is about.
Nick Kyrgios on not playing at the US Open. Interesting, some sports are up and running. The NBA seem to be doing it successfully at the moment with their Disney World Orlando bubble. But other sports aren't having so much success. Brett Phillips, host of The First Serve, 7 p.m. tonight on 1593 SEN Track and the SEN app, and at 10 p.m. on SEN. For GLG, Green Life Group, your open space specialists, celebrating 25 years of industry expertise and exceptional service. You can find out more at glgcorp.com. He's going to talk quite a bit of tennis tonight. Give us a little preview, Brett, if you can. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, thank you, Dwayne. Yeah, we heard the words of Nick Kyrgios there, and obviously we found out with Ash Barty last week. Sam Stosur is the other big name who's confirmed that, from an Australian point of view, won't be going to New York, and we haven't heard from the rest of the Aussie contingent. We did hear from John Millman, who did say he probably does need to go because he didn't earn the $6 million that Ash Barty earned winning the tour finals last year. So Johnny needs a little bit of extra cash in his pocket. The money he's just dried up a little bit, so he will take the risk, although he'd like a few more questions answered. Now, I noticed Andy Murray across the weekend in The Guardian did a long feature interview and said, well, at the stage of my career I'm at, and he hasn't played for such a long time, Andy, and now his hips are functional and he wants to get back out on the tennis court again, and he's prepared to take the risk and, you know, get into the bubble early, which I think opens up on August 15, at those two specifically set up hotels at Long Island, about, what, a half an hour trip from Flushing Meadows, and they're doing everything they can. I think the entry list officially closes later on tonight. So what we know, Dwayne, from a Cincinnati point of view, which will be the event played at Flushing Meadows before the US Open. On the men's side, obviously, Federer was out injured. Wawrinka, Fognini and Gael Monfils, three established veterans of the game, aren't coming across. On the women's side, no Simona Halep, no Elena Svitolina, Bianca Andreescu, the US Open defending champion from last year, and Naomi Osaka wasn't on the entry list, but she has got a wild card in and she resides in New York, so she's already there pretty close to the ground. But we'll get a fair idea this week as to how these, the fields are really settling for New York and how many are maybe not going to go or possibly go. And the other little twist in that, Dwayne, is Madrid was going to be straight after the US Open, but it looks like that now is going to be cancelled due to this coronavirus outbreak in northern Spain, which is going to maybe force them to cancel. So it's, as we say, that word fluid, it's changing by the day.
Because it's not just a matter of getting the tennis players there, it's their entourage. I mean, the NBA works because you have each team has a doctor and a few physios, and their group has an entourage, but and they have their families there, but every player has an entourage. It's so, is it going to work or not?
Well, you know, it could take just one incident to derail it all. But, I mean, look, I've read through, and we went through it on the show last week, all the protocols. I mean, they basically get into JFK, get themselves ticked off. They'll be in sealed transport to the two hotels where they'll be in that bubble. They get tested as soon as they get there. They can't actually go out and practice until their test result comes through. And then it's just from there, transport to and from Flushing Meadows. So they're going to be in a very, very tight quarantine. That's the player and however many entourage he brings along. So I think the USTA, credit to them, they're doing everything they possibly can to make it a safe environment. But as we've seen with, you know, footy clubs here, it could just take a few to not quite get it right and derail the others. But we'll wait and see. It's certainly evolving day by day. But the players, I think, want to find out certainly a bit more information.
Yeah, not sure World Sport is now looking at our footy clubs to take as an example at the moment. Brett, I'll listen more tonight. Brett Phillips for GLG Green Life Group, your open space specialist, celebrating 25 years of industry expertise and exceptional service. Find out more at glgcorp.com. SEN Track, SEN App, and 10 p.m. tonight on SEN The First Serve. A break. More of your calls next.